Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:19. All right, you there? Now listen to this. That you may really come to know. That what? That, see, this is the reason why he sent the Holy Spirit. He came to reveal Jesus. He came to reveal God in his fullness. That's why this is why Satan and the kingdom of darkness have tried to confuse the church with all this other stuff, all these other things that's supposed to be God. There ain't but one God. There isn't but one gospel. There isn't but one truth. But that truth is for all people. It doesn't matter about the color of your skin, texture, or none of that stuff. Gender, it doesn't matter. That you may, listen, that you may really know, that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourself. See, he don't want you going on somebody else's experience. And this is what people do. They want you to lay hands on, they get healed. They don't even want to find out how to get healed. They say, somebody else did it for me. They get broke. They won't come borrow money from you. They don't want to learn how to live a life of prosperity. Get in a bad marriage. You don't want to find out. You just want to have your way. You're so selfish. You don't want to find out what to do to fix it. You just want to have your way. And long as they're not going your way, you just hell to live with. Because you're not interested in fixing. But God wants you to know. He said that you may really come to know practically through what? Experience for yourselves the love of Christ. What? The love of Christ. What he said, what did he say about love? Love never fails. The love of Christ, which what? Far surpasses mere knowledge, natural knowledge. What you know in your head, what you learn. I don't care how many books you study. I don't care how well refined your intellect is. It far surpasses mere knowledge. It's no comparison. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. Mere knowledge. Without experience. See, you hadn't experienced this love. Without experience. That you may what? That you may be filled where? Through all your being, spirit, soul, and body, unto all the fullness of who may have the richest measure of the divine what? Present and becoming a what? Body what? Wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Then you become dangerous. This is what Satan has been trying to keep us from. He doesn't care anything about you playing Mickey Mouse church. He don't want you to get in the depths, and he don't want you to get on that prayer line. He'll keep you doing everything. He keep bringing all kinds of excuses. Yes, he will. He'll keep you offended at everybody, anybody. Oh, that's not the way I do it. No, that's right. You better do it God's way. Amen. And this is the very reason, the purpose. He sent Holy Spirit so we could get in the depths of this. Because he knew in these days in which we live, it's going to take some people that know how to get into the depths of the realm of the spirit and not just talk about chicken, little scratch the surface stuff. So notice in that, I'm going to pick up in my lesson tonight where I was supposed to pick up, but the Holy Spirit told me to go this route. And I believe it's helping you. Now you can see why these early church members recognized right away the urgency, the importance. And they didn't put it off like we do. And let me change like some people do. We don't do that around here, do we? We don't pick and choose. We follow what he says. See, some people go in the scripture and they pick and choose what they want. And that don't suit them. They'll try to explain it away or leave it alone. But you can't pick and choose. God laid this out. He the one brought this salvation to us. You didn't do it, and I didn't do it. So if anybody know how this worked, he sent the one that knows, and that's Holy Spirit. So you can see why they recognize the importance of it and how the flow it got. Anytime anybody would get saved, the next thing they would do is get them filled with the Holy Spirit. They didn't, and we read that in with the Samaritan people in Acts chapter 8. But Paul, reading this, go ahead and put up Acts 19. I'm going to read these six verses. Probably be all the time I have, but I'll get as far as I can. Acts, put that, I'm doing this in the King James, so Acts chapter 19, verse 1. And I may switch over to some other, but that's all right. Just go ahead and put that up. You notice what it says in Acts chapter 19 and verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollo was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding what? Certain disciples. He said to them, now watch this.